No, I'll move.
Do 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 do.
Do.
No. So we've been talking about if we need opening music or not, but
which we do.
Yeah, probably. But we're recording this in the living room right now. Like we said in our previous episode, we are recording this in our living room, my living room, with one microphone. So if one of us sounds echoed, I promise that's going to go away in future episodes, but we are balling on a budget. So this is what we got going for us right now.
I know I got like $5 in the bank, but let's do this.
Yeah. So, we are going to talk about why we as people love true crime. All right. So I know you guys have seen these on Netflix or Hulu or whatever streaming station you use. Yeah. But there is tons of true crime series coming out. And I'm not saying that there hasn't been these before, because there has. Older true crime series have been like The Forensic Files, The Staircase, which there's a new one on Netflix too that's really good as well. Dateline, 48 Hours. I think Dateline is a household.
I love Dateline.
Yeah, I think Dateline's a household name and most people know what Dateline is. But the point is that people are fascinated with true crime. So these new true crime series are like the Ted Bundy tapes, Making a Murderer, which is crazy. If you have not seen Making a Murderer on Netflix, you need to watch it, because if that show does not make you want to quit your life and become a lawyer and start freeing the innocent, I don't know what will.
I haven't seen it. I'm sorry. I'm such a
You haven't seen it?
I have.
My co-host has not seen it, and this is a crime. So The Keepers was good. It took a little while to get into, but that's the one with the nun. That was murdered.
Really?
Yeah, and it scared me. It scared the hell out of me. I don't know if it's because of the nun or just...
Probably the nun.
True, yeah. Like, or so, yeah, nuns always give me the creeps.
The moment you
No offense,
nun,
sister. Yeah.
No offense, sister.
But yeah, and anything on the ID channel. I used to watch the ID channel to, like, fall asleep, too.
Have you ever, like, you know, like, put in a costume as a nun? Like, pretended to be a nun? Or is
no.
that just me?
What? She's joking. She is joking.
I'm Catholic, I'm Catholic.
And then there's a lot of fake shows that are really popular. I mean, they're obviously real shows based on fake crime stories, but Law & Order SVU is a huge one. I actually love Law & Order SVU. But it started in September 1999, and it's still running, and it has 458 original episodes. And some other ones include, like, NCIS, Criminal Minds, CSI.
Well, what drew you to those shows? Because I personally don't like them, just for the fact that...
Because they're fake?
Well, yeah. Well,
I like following the characters. Olivia Benson is like the main detective. Well, one of the main detectives in Law & Order SVU. And I feel like she was like the original feminist cop. Not feminist in like the annoying type way, mm-hmm. or not saying that feminists are annoying. That's not what I'm saying. Well, but I'm saying like the, ignore her, please. And I'm saying like she was just very stands her ground and was assertive and dominant and very I can handle myself type of thing.
Did you have a crush on her? It sounds like a crush.
Maybe a little bit of a crush.
Ooh,
girl crush.
Exciting. But no, the reason actually I didn't like those shows is because they had the side stories. I just wanted the murder. Just give
you just
the
facts. She just wants the facts. So how do you feel about reenacted crimes? Reenacted true crimes. Like the one that just came out was not the Ted Bundy tapes, but the extremely wicked, shockingly evil and vile, where they show the point of view from Ted Bundy, who's played by Zac Efron.
So gorgeous.
Yeah, so hot. And his girlfriend, she's also beautiful, and I can't remember what her name is right now. I'm drawing a blank on the actress's name.
Same, but I loved it. But just
It was a cool perspective.
I saw the Ted Bundy tapes first. And I wanted
So you
to
already
know.
Got the facts. Yeah, you mm-hmm. want to see her. It was weird watching that, because seeing it from her perspective, at first, when I watched the Ted Bundy tapes, I was very fascinated by his mind and his brain and, like, what was he thinking? Especially when he killed the middle schooler,
yes,
Kimberly.
I was thinking, like,
it was way out of his victim group, who he usually chose. And they think that he actually had more victims than he admitted to killing. But I was very empathetic for the victims and very fascinated, like, how does his mind work? Why is he killing people? And he was handsome and charming and able to lie his way through. And I think that's how he lured so many women in. But when I watched the extremely wicked, shockingly evil and vile with it being portrayed as the girlfriend's point of view, I wasn't just empathetic towards the victims. I was very empathetic towards her.
Especially her daughter. Can you imagine having...
I can't. Growing up with Ted Bundy as like a surrogate dad.
Yeah, like a stepfather.
Like, hi, my name's so-and-so, and my stepdad was Ted Bundy.
Yeah, but they keep...
Like, you win the therapy session for the year. You are the most screwed up. Congratulations.
I mean, I don't know. I got dropped as a kid.
Same. Retweet. It's just crazy. And a human instinct is that we're very inquisitive and curious, and our primal instinct is that we like to be scared for some reason. And, you know, some people might not like horror movies, or they don't like true crime. I don't know many people that don't like true crime, but we like to imagine what it would be like if we were that person. We were the serial killer, or if we were the person that was being, you know, murdered, or if it was someone that we loved, like, and cherished, a family member or a friend, or maybe the person that lives next door to us. And even though it's highly unlikely that your next door neighbor is a serial killer, it's something that it's just, it is an instinct for humans to be like, oh, what if?
Oh, I firmly believe.
Yeah. We want to imagine it when trying to be empathetic to the victims, or we try to think, I mean, humans have a little bit of a complex where we think, oh, why would the serial killer do that? That was such a mistake. I wouldn't have done that.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever imagined yourself as a kid?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah, definitely. Like, no.
I would never make that mistake.
Yeah, you think that. You think that, especially the killers that are sloppy and they go in and they're like, oh, leaving their fingerprints, leaving their DNA, and they smoked a cigarette at the crime scene. I'm like, come on, dude, you got to get in there and get out.
I know. Honestly, I'd be caught very easily if I was a serial killer. I leave so many clues. I want them to find me. That would be my thing.
Yeah, because you feel guilty. So there's people like that.
Oh, no.
You haven't seen Criminal Minds, but you need to watch Criminal Minds. I know you don't like the fake ones, but they do like the whole FBI behavioral specialist.
Well,
and
most of them are based off the actual crime.
Yeah, they behavioral just unit.
A bit here and there to fit their characters.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us are guilty from binging on things like the Forensic Files or the ID Channel Ted Bundy tapes without thinking about the victims as much as we think about the psychology behind the serial killers. We're always fascinated with these serial killers and how do they live their life? How did a person, what, I think we always are thinking, what is the driving force behind this? What caused them to want to kill? Oh, because a normal person, yeah, childhood. For that's sure. So or they're just wired differently. I don't think the average person with even a rough childhood goes out and is like, I'm going to just kill everybody.
Well, they say animal abuse at the early age.
I know.
Like sets that.
Sets that, yeah, I know. And then all of us become like our own little psychiatrists and we're like, hey, Tommy from second grade used to catch ants on fire with magnifying glasses. And now I wonder where he's at. He's probably a sociopath.
Or he's a very upstanding citizen.
You never know. Walmart. That's because Leba was probably catching ants on fire as a kid.
No, I would just drown them.
So here's what people have wondered. Does our obsession as a culture with true crime promote future serial killers?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, and here's why. So an assistant professor of human services and psychology at Beacon College in Leesburg, Florida, told the Huffington Post that one reason that true crime might be so fascinating is because it offers us a glimpse into the deviant parts of the human psyche. And we're drawn to these stories partly because we want to understand the motivation behind such gruesome, bizarre, senseless acts of violence. And we want to understand because we're afraid and we like being afraid. And that was AJ Marston. And that was an article at the HuffPost published by Paige Smith. But it's pretty crazy to think about that we are so obsessed with true crime and we love to hear all the gory details. And one of my favorite podcasts is Case File. And I like it. There's another one that I like, My Favorite Murder. They do a lot of banter and chatter just like we're doing.
My personal favorite is That's Why We Drink.
That's Why We Drink, yeah. Case File is my favorite though because the show host for that is actually anonymous and he just comes in and tells you some of his Yeah, he's Australian.
Love the accent.
And yeah, and some of his stuff takes two or three episodes, but he basically says this is what the events that led up to the murder or, you know, whatever heinous crime occurred. And these are the eyewitnesses and these are the facts and this is who did it. And he actually shocked me because one of the episodes I just listened to at the gym today, we don't know who the killer was. And I was like, what the hell? I was like furious. I'm like, I need to find out who the killer was.
I hate those ones where it has like no clear ending. And I'm like, please just tell me.
Yeah. So crazy fact is that women actually like true crime more than men.
I can see it.
True crime devotees are most likely to be women. And
gives you that rush.
Yeah, right? And in an article.
Day to day.
Right? And an article by Forbes, Amanda Vicario, a social psychologist and professor at Illinois Wesleyan University, told Forbes that one example is that women tend to listen to true crime podcasts more than men. And that one popular true crime podcast called Wine and Crime, I'll have to listen to that. It's by three women, reports that they get 500,000 downloads each month with a staggering 85% of their audience being female. So it's crazy to think that women like true crime better, but I mean, I watched.
Do they make a lot?
Yeah, they probably do.
Can you imagine how much ice cream they get?
Yeah. We just had some ice cream, okay, and it was delicious. Yeah, no one's listening to this podcast yet except for our family and friends, so we appreciate that. Right? But it just seems that women are more thrill-seeking and willing to take more natural risks than men, and that we're more fascinated with taboo subjects like rape and murder. For whatever reason, we just can't seem to get enough of it. So I hope that that brought some insight to you guys as to why we love true crime.
Quick question. When do you think it's too soon to make a documentary or like a story about a
certain crime? Yeah, let's discuss this real quick. The murderer needs to have been found. And I am still waiting on the Golden State Killer murderer to have a documentary. So I think at least 5 to 10 years. You can't do it too fresh. You don't want the family in there. But I don't know, because ID channel is fresh. The ID channel is like, as soon as you've been killed, your family and friends are going to be on the ID channel.
Well, look, they got
or Crime Watch Daily. I love that YouTube series. Yeah. So thanks for listening, guys. We really appreciate it. Please tune in next week. We'll have some really cool episodes out for you.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.